From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. During a listening session Wednesday with American students, parents, and teachers who have witnessed some of the many school shootings that have taken place during the past two decades, U.S. President Donald Trump suggested that arming teachers may be one way to deter shooters.
This would only be obviously for people that are very adept at handling a gun. And it would be, it's called concealed carry, where a teacher would have a concealed gun on them.
Trump sought to clarify his idea Thursday on Twitter, saying he wants to look at the possibility of giving concealed guns to gun-adept teachers with military or special training experience. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed Wednesday to the Security Council to approve an urgent 30-day ceasefire across Syria and to help the 400,000 besieged residents of eastern Ghouta.
I believe eastern Ghouta cannot wait. And so my appeal to all those involved is for an immediate suspension of all war activities in eastern Ghouta, allowing for humanitarian aid to reach all those in need.
Guterres appealed to the parties to allow for the evacuation of the 700 people urgently awaiting medical attention. Somali children suspected of links to the Islamist insurgency are being held in adult jails where they are vulnerable to abuse and tried in military courts, Somali families said, backing up allegations in a human rights report. Human Rights Watch said on Wednesday al-Shabaab Islamists recruited thousands of children, some as young as nine, and hundreds have been detained by Somali authorities. This is VOA News. The death toll from an outbreak of the foodborne disease Listeria in South Africa has more than doubled from the previous number given in January to 172 deaths. Jeff Custer has more.
The National Institute of Communicable Diseases said 915 cases of the disease have been confirmed since January of last year. That's up from the previous figures given last month of 61 deaths and 720 confirmed outbreaks. The government said the source of the outbreak was still unknown. Listeriosis is caused by a bacterium found in soil, water, and vegetation. People usually contract it through animal products and fresh fruits and vegetables. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has been named as one of the worst-performing leaders in terms of human rights by Amnesty International.
For the second consecutive year, President Duterte is identified with the worst-performing leaders in terms of human rights.
Speaking at a news conference in Manila, the organization's Philippine section director, Jose Olanzo, said the deliberate, unlawful, and widespread killings of thousands of alleged drug dealers appears to be systematic, planned, organized, and encouraged by the authorities and may constitute crimes against humanity. Bill Gallo reports Moscow may have deployed two of its latest generation stealth warplanes to Syria, according to video footage of a pair of Su-57s landing at a Russian airbase in the war-torn country.
The reported deployment comes amid rising alarm that the Syrian conflict, which started out as an uprising against President Bashar al-Assad and is now split into several separate struggles, could erupt into a wider regional clash between outside powers. On Thursday, Iran's deputy foreign minister warned of the risk of the multi-sided fighting in Syria spreading with regional players being brought into direct conflict, saying fear of war is everywhere in our region. Russian and Syrian officials have not commented on the unverified video footage, but pro-Assad news sites welcomed the additional firepower. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Five people are dead and 18 missing after a landslide Thursday on the Indonesian island of Java engulfed farmers working in their rice paddies. Hundreds of rescuers, including soldiers and villagers, used their bare hands and farm tools to search for victims buried beneath tons of mud and soil. A National Disaster Mitigation Agency spokesman said 14 people from the affected hamlet in central Java's Brebes district were hospitalized with injuries. The International Olympic Committee may allow Russia to march behind their national flag at the Winter Games closing ceremony. A decision to reinstate Russia would likely face criticism from international athletes and anti-doping officials, given Russia was hit by a fresh doping scandal this week. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.